Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, let's not forget the website, folks. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, you go on the site, pre-register, and take part in all the fantastic. He had a bunch over the last week or so. All of the great webinars and events, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Dow with another tough close on Friday, 450 down. The futures market is also down as we speak, about 92 points. So that was a tough week. Hope you had a decent weekend, my friend, Mr. Ferentino. How are you?
Good, Jay. Yeah, we got some rest, thankfully. We're on the mend still. You're right. The Dow Jones closed at 34,265. The S&P, 4,398. Now, for the week, let's forget the week. Let's look at year-to-date. The Dow is down 5.7%. The S&P 500 is down about 7.7% as of last Friday. Now, the NASDAQ, which is your tech-heavy 100 stock index, down 12% since January 1st. Over 10% puts it in correction territory. So let's speak the proper language here. The Dow is not in correction territory, but the NASDAQ is. If it hits a minus 20%, it'll be in what's called bear market. It'll be in a bear market, official bear market. The European index up 0.7% positive year-to-date, and oil up 12% since January 1st, so we're at 84.25 on oil. So there's a lot going on here. It's all eyes going to be just everything. It's going to be looking at inflation is probably worse than the Fed is reporting. All eyes will be on Wednesday. Rates are going to Fed's going to he may really take a more hawkish. You know, how much is he going to increase interest rates? The Fed's now focused. He's not worried about high unemployment. He's now worried about high inflation. So he's going to see how strong that is, and that's going to be putting the brakes. Therefore, your portfolios, everybody, you're going to feel some pain if you're not feeling pain already since the beginning of the year. One of the main pain points, by the way, Jay, this stock was $700 a share in November, now trending around the 400 mark, is the famous Netflix. Netflix has stumbled about 41% from its all-time high just a few months ago. It's gaining subscribers at a painfully slow pace. And, of course, the competition from Discovery, Disney Plus, and all the other characters are heating up. We're starting to see that. So what does Netflix do when they are having seen that their market is mature? What did they announce? They announced the first in a long time, rate increase, monthly subscribers. They're charging more to be a part of it. Meantime, their subscriber base is very, very low. So that's just a part of the story. There's nothing to do with inflation, but I figured, hey, if everybody else is raising prices, why not us? It doesn't take much for Netflix to get to our TVs. It's not like there's transportation issues or things like that. All right, we get the Fed National Activity Index this morning at 8:30 in manufacturing PMI, U.S. Services, Price Purchasing Managers Index. We'll get some good numbers there at 9:45 this morning. Also, the call going on right now, famous Halliburton, the Dick Cheney company. Halliburton 6:45 was a call started. That's an oil services company. They also build up short-term housing for our military bases in foreign countries and things like that. After the market today, we hear from IBM. So very, very, again, very beginning clarion calls on we'll get an idea what the people are looking at for the future. Aside from that, we have some, aside from the sky falling for Netflix, we have a few other little small things here. Inflation is soaring. We just have to keep an eye on that. Cars, again, we've been talking about it. Now it's making mainstream news. Cars are getting much, much more expensive, $3,000 to $5,000 over sticker price for any car. Used car market is the hottest market out there. Any car, 120,000 miles, if it's running, you know, it's sellable. And there's such a demand for cars due to the chip shortage. Don't don't see that breaking or anytime soon, but you do have some issues, even though car makers are announcing new cars. This is the time of year. We're going to have an auto show, the New York Auto Show. I think it's first time in a few years over at the Jacob Javits Center. There may not be any cars in there, Jay. It's crazy.
I know. Can you imagine this? And this is a big problem, huge problem. You know, and you ask, and I got a lot of friends in the business, and they say, you know what? 2023 is when they'll feel some normality back in the industry again, you know? Crazy stuff.
There'll be one Chevy Silverado. There'll be one Corvette. This is at the New York International Auto Show. There'll be one Chrysler Pacifica, one Porsche Cayenne, and that'll be it. That'll be just a couple of cars. Go walk around. Otherwise, empty.
What is that? One guy was telling me I only got one SUV on the lot. One SUV. One SUV. How do you do it? How do you stay in business? I mean, you're going to sell pre-owned cars beyond belief. That's what it is. Pre-owned car industry right now. You know, so it's really crazy, absolutely crazy. Tough week. You think we're going to rebound here this week? I mean, it really was tough. I mean, that was a 300.
Yeah, I'd like
450.
To see it. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'd like to see it. I just don't know what the tea leaves are. I think we'll get a little more clarity after Wednesday in terms of what the Fed chair will do. But I do think that this is just the reset of the markets. We've had a very buoyant market. We've been, basically, year and a half or so, and positive every day is positive. Giving some back right now. Clients certainly were rebalancing their portfolios. I mean, there's not too many places to park it, so we're taking a very serious look at what the future might be, at least in the next few months.
We'll see. We'll keep the fingers crossed. Hopefully, you can't get much worse after last week. We'll keep an eye on things. Look forward to talking with you, sir, on a Tuesday morning. Okay, you stay well.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.